The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today, founder and president of Mercy Multiply, Nancy Alcorn, helps desperately broken young women find real transformation.
You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to live that way anymore. You deserve to be loved, yes, cared for. Yes. You deserve freedom. You deserve to know what it's like not to live, have the pain and the bondage of a broken heart. And we see girls walk through the door so oppressed and so much pain, and then just to see them blossom.
Everybody, welcome to Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and this is Randy Robison. Addictions, eating disorders, physical and sexual abuse, depression, suicide, self-harm. Well, these are just a few of the things that young people are dealing with still today, continuing to deal with every single day. But our guest today has helped over 3,000 girls find freedom and hope in so much more. And we want to talk to her today about that. Nancy Alcorn, it's so great to have you here.
It is so good to be back here.
We've been longtime friends, yes, and I love your ministry. Can you take us back to, like, where did this vision come from? How was that birthed in you?
Well, I actually started working for the government when I was in college, and I was athletic director at a girls' prison. We had 300 juvenile delinquent girls locked up at this girls' prison, because they were too young to go to the women's prison. So they get sent there for a year. And I was a fairly new Christian, and I was so excited, you know, I get to go into this place and let my light shine and tell people about Jesus. And then they go, separation church and state, you can't share Christ. Right. And so I spent 5 years as athletic director there at that facility while I was finishing my college degree. And the girls were told by the ungodly experts of the world who didn't acknowledge God that they were damaged goods. They could never be anything. They could never do anything. You know, a lot of them had been sexually abused, some sex trafficked even all those many years ago. And they would tell them all the reasons why they couldn't do anything with their life. And I could see the potential in them, but I knew the things that had happened to them. So they go back to the same neighborhoods where the experts who were supposed to know tell them that they can't ever change. And so some went home and got killed by pimps, got murdered by street gangs. Some committed suicide because they felt like they had no hope. And then a lot of them ended up passing the age of 18 and going to the women's prison because they never got the help they needed. And it just was so heart-wrenching. And that's when God started putting a vision on the inside of me. There's got to be a better way. And there's got to be a way to do this where you have the freedom to share Christ and there's no restrictions, because what's happening, there was less than 3% success rate.
But one of the reasons that Life Outreach International has supported what you do, mm-hmm, and through, you know, the support of our viewers in the Rescue Life program is because God is the central component, but there's also this action, you know, you give, you pour into, yeah, these girls. What have you seen as you have preached a little different message to these young women over the years? What kind of results are we seeing?
Well, you know, let's go straight to the Word. God says, my Word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish what I send it to accomplish. And because of people like you guys, by the way, thank you for supporting us on a monthly basis. You enable us. We never take any government funds. We have full freedom to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm. We can get people set free, get them filled with the Word of God, get them filled with the Holy Spirit, teach them what Jeremiah 29:11 says, these are the plans I have for you,
yes,
declares the Lord.
Yes.
Not to go back where you came from and take your life,
right,
but to give you hope and a future, show you why I created you, that I have a plan and purpose, and I didn't cause the pain that you've been through,
right,
but I will use it if you give your life to me.
Are some of these girls hearing for the first time ever in their life that, one, Jesus loves them, two, there is hope, there is a way to find freedom, but not just live in freedom, but we will teach you how to stay in freedom?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, it's crazy how even some of the girls that they've never been to church, they're actually easier to work with than the ones that are bound up with religiosity.
Right.
You know, and all of the do's and don'ts and the legalistic ways, and I'll never be good enough, because they haven't really been taught in their church that Jesus Christ paid the price for our freedom, and we can't do anything to earn it. It's a gift. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin literally became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ, which a lot of times we call that the great exchange. But, you know, he became sin for us. So he paid the price for our freedom. So we tell the girls, forget about performance, you know, just receive that gift. And it is for freedom that Christ set you free. So he's not mad at you. God did not send his son into the world to condemn you. No more shame, guilt, condemnation, all the labels that have been put on you by the psychiatrist, all the diagnosis. We break the power of those words off of you in Jesus' name. Yeah. And we declare that you're a daughter of the King, that you are forgiven, that you have been washed and cleansed in the blood.
Hallelujah.
And it's just justified, just as if I had never sinned.
I love your fight. You see so much in them that the world doesn't, where they wanted to give up on them. And you just won't. You keep fighting because you see so much of their future and what God has called them to be and to do. Like, it doesn't just stop after Mercy Multiplied. You see beyond that. Like, I believe that you can go and God will use you in this way to touch that life and that life and that person and that person if you would just believe in who God says you are. But you don't just speak it with words. Like, you guys are all about action. So tell us, what does a day look like for these girls?
Well, you know, we start... You know, they get up and, of course, they do their, you know, showers and breakfast and all that. But then we start the day as far as just the official schedule with praise and worship.
Okay.
And even, you know, recently with the way God's been moving on the college campuses, you know, and they were live streaming from Asbury, and we just take the girls in there and let them jump right in the middle of it, and God started moving, you know, inside the homes, and want them to experience that and say, hey, you know, people have attacked your generation, and I'm here to tell you God has put something special on you guys, and y'all are going to go out and be world changers, history makers, you know. Don't let anything from your past dictate to you that you can't do whatever. So we teach them the Word, we praise and worship, then we have different teachers of the Word of God. Some come in live. We'll use some video now. And then they have an evening class as well. And they have individual counseling. And our counselors are licensed, but they're Holy Ghost, Spirit-filled. They have the credentials, but they have the freedom also to give the Word of God. And so it's just like day in and day out. And then on the weekends, it's free time. And we attend local churches, you know, there. And they get to experience that. And we'll go to Christian concerts when we have opportunity. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of the artists know us and want the girls to come. And they'll give us tickets and conferences that we get to go to. And we really want them to experience for themselves and get a personal revelation of the love of Christ and His massive forgiveness, so that they then can go out in freedom. And different ones of them, we have girls that go out and get their college degrees. We got a lot of girls on our staff that actually went through the program now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then we have a lot of young women serving in other countries on the mission field. We have, you know, we have one girl who was told she could never pass the GED because she was too unlearned. She actually ended up getting a full ride scholarship to Harvard to become a doctor, got her literally doctor from Harvard.
Wow.
And she went through our program, came in at age 15 out of the foster care system, and nobody could figure out what to do with her. And she's just a champion out there doing great things for God, happily married.
Incredible.
Pretty amazing. So you mentioned that one girl that came in from the foster system. Where are these girls that are coming into your homes coming from? What are their situations and stories?
Well, normally we don't take referrals from the state, but the state had become so, like, frustrated with this one particular girl that they just allowed her to come. Basically, I think they were just looking for a place to unload her.
Right.
So we were happy to receive her because we knew what God was going to do.
Yes.
Kind of like nobody wanted the Apostle Paul, you know, to mess with him back in the Saul. When Paul was Saul, nobody was like, they didn't even believe about his conversion. But it's so amazing. But actually, I've written 12 or 13 books over the years, so my books are out there, and shows like this, people find out about us. The girls come free of charge, so all we need is a girl with a willing heart who wants help.
Who are they? Are they unwed mothers? Are they people with addictions? Are they coming out of a prison system?
Yes, yes, and yes, all
okay.
that.
Okay.
So basically ages 13 to 32. And we've had young women come out of sex trafficking, sexual abuse, eating disorder, self-harm, many suicide attempts, out of psychiatric wards where they've been told, labeled, medicated, and told all the reasons why they never can become anything. And we just, God just breaks those labels off of them. And by the time they work through, we get to the root of the problem. Like if there's unforgiveness there, it can cause a person to get stuck in bitterness and resentment and never be able to move forward. So we help them get to the root of what's underneath the eating disorder, what's underneath the sexual abuse. Or the forgiveness does not mean that you're saying what somebody did to you was okay.
Right.
But it's you getting a release from the bondage and the heaviness of that weight of what happened to you so that you can go on into your healing process. And the average length of stay is about 6 months, but for girls that have been sex trafficked, we found that it takes usually 9 months to a year because of all the layers of trauma.
Right.
But I will say this, when I worked for the government for 8 years, I realized God has not anointed the government to heal broken hearts and set captives free. He's called us to do it. Mm. And now that I'm able to have the freedom to share the word of God, and see what there, I just say there's no such thing as a life that God cannot change. If somebody comes to Him as they are, just as they are, He'll meet them right where they are and love them and reveal Himself to them in a personal way. That's really awesome. Mm.
So what if we had a viewer right now that was watching and saying, I know somebody, I have a child, and I don't know what to do with them, and they need help. How would they go about reaching out to Mercy Multiplied?
Well,
how does that work? What's the process?
Well, they could call our number, but if they want to do it the quickest way, they can go to our website, which is mercymultiplied.com.
Okay.
And there is a how to apply button on there, all kinds of video testimonies. They can take a virtual tour of our Nashville home, which you've been in.
Yes.
It's so beautiful, so that
stunning.
They see that it's not institutional at all. We went so far out of our way to make it. It's a 40-bed facility, both in Nashville and Sacramento, and we have other places around the country as well. But it's beautiful.
Like
God said, when they walk through the doors, I want them to feel they're valued, and they understand that because of the value that you guys place on them and that I place on them and how loved they are, that this place is created for them. And it's so, nowadays, I mean, this is our 40th anniversary, Tammy, if you can believe
Goodness,
it, our 40-year anniversary.
Wow.
So that means every young woman that's in our facilities across America, they know that Mercy was started before they were born. So I say to them,
incredible.
God had you in His heart before you were ever born. He knew at this point in your life you were going to need a place to go. So basically, it's free of charge. If a girl lives, we take girls from all 50 states, and if they need transportation, we have a long list of people that will provide transportation for a young woman. And we also have a special group of people called Carriers for Life that we haven't taken any money from that group of donors, but we have permission to call their phone number and say, we have a pregnant girl in New York City, or we have a pregnant girl in Massachusetts or wherever, and they have agreed, call me and I'll pay her plane ticket. And we call them Carriers for Life. So we have a lot of cool stuff like that we're doing on the side.
Incredible. Has this been easy? Has this ministry been easy for you?
Yes and no. No, it wasn't easy in the early days. But the easy part has been having the freedom to share Christ, knowing that God watches over His word to perform it. So it's our job to share it, but He causes the fruit and the manifestation of that fruit to show up as we continue to disciple them and be faithful. But just the freedom to share the gospel is great. Now, the support in the early days was challenging.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But with our 40th year, I tell people we've entered into the promised land. It's our 40th year. So we've seen donations come from some of the craziest places, and it's just been a really blessed. We started out this year with usually January slow, and it started out so strong. I was on the road almost the whole month, and people are excited because they're seeing transformed lives. So it seems like that the word is getting out there more than ever, and we want that because if somebody, like you said, is out there watching today, we want them to call us.
Yeah.
It's free of charge. You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to live that way anymore. You deserve to be loved,
yes,
cared for.
Yes.
You deserve freedom. You deserve to know what it's like not to live, have the pain and the bondage of a broken heart. And we see girls walk through the door so oppressed and so much pain, and then just to see them blossom. And they graduate and they go on and do great things for God. It's just awesome. I mean, I love it. I love it. So there's difficult times, but the victories far outweigh the difficult times.
Sure, sure. What about the need? Has it grown recently?
It has grown, actually. It has. And, you know, we did find that during COVID that we were forced to have to operate in a different way. They wouldn't let us operate full capacity. And now that people are getting used to not being locked down, we've always had waiting lists in years past, but right now we don't have a waiting list. We have beds that are open because people are slower to want to come into a program that feels like a lockdown. So we have open beds. If somebody's out there, they need immediate help. We're not funded by the government, but we are licensed by the government so that there is certain things they require, like medical exams and things like that. But we work, our intake department works really hard, and we'll get people in that need help just as quickly as we possibly can.
Wow. What about counseling?
Yes, we have licensed counseling right there. The girls are assigned a counselor when they come in, and they have individual counseling every week. Then we have group sessions that we do.
Okay.
I have written a book called Ditch the Baggage, Change Your Life, and we took that book and turned it into an 8-week study called Keys to Freedom. So that is now spread throughout countries around the world in different languages, but we also use those freedom key studies inside the homes as well.
And is it true that I saw that you have actually outpatient counseling now available?
So
if they've graduated and moved on and think, I'm still really struggling right now, I'm having a bad day, can they come back and find some counseling there?
They can, but usually we also have a transitional care department, which is for graduates, so that's a separate place
Great.
They can call.
Okay.
But those outpatient programs are now for men and women. We have licensed counselors, both men and women, and they come in once a week free of charge and work through whatever issues we're seeing. Men get delivered from pornography, marriages healed, all kinds of deliverances and freedom, you know, from just amazing how many people get stuck in unforgiveness and marriages where there's been unfaithfulness and they have to work through you can choose to forgive, but the trust has to be re-earned. And so they work with families like that. And we're just seeing God do amazing things. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. Years ago, I received a prophetic word. You're going to end up working with men in this ministry. And so in my mind, I couldn't picture us ever starting facilities for men, and I didn't understand that word. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, well, I'll just put that on the shelf because I don't see how that's happening. But it's happening now because we have men all over the world that are doing those 8-week Keys to Freedom studies. Mm-hmm. And we're getting testimonies in from people that we have never seen. And then we have men coming into our outreach center as well, getting that counseling that they need. And the testimonies that are coming in are phenomenal.
Incredible. Wow.
One more thing I want to ask you, as a parent, I have 4 children, 2 daughters, and we've had none of these issues, thank God, but what do those parents or other loved ones say to you when they see the fruit of a life completely changed?
They're just in awe, honestly. I ran into the parents, actually, of a young woman who is currently in our Sacramento home, but they live in where I live in Tennessee. And I ran into them in a restaurant, and they were just like, she's not even the same girl. She's still in the program, but she came home for Christmas. We just don't even, it's like so exciting to us. I mean, so to see that and just like our relationship with her has been restored, like she loves us, she appreciates us, she understands why we had to make some of the decisions that we didn't so that we are not enabling her to continue in that same vein that she's in that would eventually end her life. And so this particular young woman, her husband, she was married and he actually died from a drug overdose, accidental drug overdose. And so that was last year, and that caused her to want to reach out and get the help she needs. So So they're just, she was so grief-stricken, plus dealing with her own issues. And now she just is full of joy and wants to share Jesus with everybody she sees. And she'll be graduating from the program soon.
So. I think it's just beautiful when we intervene with something that looks hopeless.
Yes.
And we say, no, there's a solution. Mm-hmm. We can see a positive result.
Totally. I don't think there's anything greater than being a part of something that is so life-giving and life-changing. Take a minute and watch this.
As a widow, suffering isn't something I've escaped in life. Oh, there was a day I might have gone to some lengths to avoid it, but I now know that part of my purpose is to do what I can to breathe hope into those who are suffering. But here, walking through this clinic, it's everywhere I turn in the horrific form of starvation. Part of me wants to run from this scene, but the other to run for help. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. This mother, Shakira, her heart is sick because she's losing hope for her little princess, Luisa, a precious 16-month-old girl so severely malnourished she weighs a mere 7 pounds. My life verse is Jeremiah 29:11. It's breathed life into me countless times. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I think sometimes we forget it applies to these precious children too.
It's so critical for us to respond, to not hesitate, to not think that somebody else is gonna take care of this need. You can be the difference today in the life of this family, in the life of hundreds of thousands of families.
I can't help but watch that today and think back on that moment when I was there and wondering if she made it, if she survived. I also think, did I do enough? Did I run for help? Did I help the other child in the bed next to her? Did I tell the world about this great need that I saw? Did I do it effectively? Did we make a difference? Did we come together? Did we do something with the suffering that we saw? I'm here again with you today to tell you that the need is still great. It's everywhere. And they're just asking, will somebody run for help? Will somebody get us some help? It doesn't take a lot. It just takes a little bit of sacrificing on our part to change the life of 1, 2, 300. Would you be that help today? I'm running to you. I'm asking you if you wouldn't mind helping us today, helping these little children. We can bring them life. We know how to do it. We have an effective plan in place, but we need your help. So would you go online today? Would you make a call to us and make the best gift you possibly could and say, I want to be the one to run with you, Tammy. I want to run with Life Outreach International. I want to make that difference today. Randy, there's so many ways that we can do this together as a team.
Yes, and fortunately over the years, we've become very efficient at doing this. Mm-hmm. We know the best practices. We know how to get to the places and identify the needs. So much so that a gift of $1,000 right now would actually feed 100 children for the next 3 months. Yeah. That is the difference between life and death for many mm-hmm. of these children. Now, I understand $1,000 may not be your gift level. It may be higher, and if you can do that, we would ask you to do that. But $30, $50, or $100 will help feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months. It's really incredible to think, Tammy, that a gift so simple could change a life in such a profound way.
Absolutely.
But that's what it does. But you know what it takes? It takes you and I.
Yes.
And it takes all of you guys watching to say, I want to be a part of that. Will you be a part of this today? Will you be a part of mission feeding, a part of fighting malnutrition, a part of extending a hand of love to someone that you don't even know? Someone that will ask, who are these people? Why are they doing this? And we can say, it's the love of God in action.
Amen.
I'm asking you to take action right now, today. Make the best gift you can. Whatever God puts on your heart, go to the phones, go online, and do it now.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you 365 days of courage. Filled with scriptures and words of encouragement, this daily devotional will give you the confidence that comes from knowing how God sees you. Take courage in Christ's love and be ready to conquer each day. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Blessing Framed Art. This beautiful wall art will grace your home or office and serve as a daily reminder of God's blessing and kindness over your family. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Consider the Birds, inspired by Jesus' words in Matthew 6:26. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
So go to your phones or go online. Give the best gift that you possibly can. You truly will be a part of saving lives.
Absolutely. And we thank you for that. Nancy, what a great testimony. Mm-hmm. I would love to meet someone who's been through your program. Mm. Can we arrange that?
You know what? I have thousands of choices. So yes, we will bring somebody on. You could interview them, ask them whatever you want to ask. That would be fun.
All right. Well, we've got that planned. So there's another program coming. You can see it right here on Life Today, or always go to our website when it's available, lifetoday.org. And we want to hear someone who's been through Nancy's program, in part because of the support of you, the viewer, and see just the amazing transformation. So don't miss that. We'll see you again next time on Life Today.
See you. See, when we get to the place of having nothing else to lose, that's when God shows up.
TikTok star Christina Baker, tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.